This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Glenn Delvecchio. He's the executive director of the Grand Rapids Ballet. They have the Nutcracker coming up again this Sunday, the 16th, and again the 21st to the 23rd of December at DeVos Performance Hall. How are you doing today, Glenn?
Great, Paul. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. So a few years ago, you took the reins at the ballet, and in that time, I've noticed you've done a great job of transforming it and putting it on the map even more. What were some of the things that you had on your checklist that you wanted to accomplish early on?
Well, first and foremost, we had to get ourselves an artistic product that was second to none in the Midwest. And so we brought in Patricia Barker as our artistic director, and she has done an absolutely fantastic job programming the ballet so that the dance has a more contemporary and more international feel.
And what else was on your checklist?
Well, once you get the programming right, once the product on the stage is right, then you have to market it very strongly. So we then really focused on making sure that the imagery and the marketing that we did was well done so that people could experience it. And then we went out and we started to really collaborate in the community. We worked with as many different arts organizations, as many different community leaders as possible to sort of get the word out that Michigan's only professional ballet company is based here in Grand Rapids, which I think a lot of people took for granted or didn't even know.
And did you decide to take it in kind of maybe a little bit more of an edgier direction? Because I think the first performance I remember was Jack the Ripper. What was the thought process behind that?
Well, you know, the Jack the Ripper, a lot of times story ballets sell the best.
Okay.
So that if you can find a story and create a ballet around it, the general public just sort of tends to get it a little easier than what we would call a mixed rep program. So we started with, and it was Halloween weekend,
mm-hmm.
what was a story that everybody knew that was compelling and intriguing, and we tied it into Halloween, and it was a great success at DeVos Hall.
Yeah, I was there. I thought it was an awesome performance, and actually, I think it was probably the first time I went to the ballet.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, those story ballets come in. They're the introduction to a lot of people's experience in dance. And that's why, you know, you had mentioned Nutcracker. That's why Nutcracker is so important to dance companies around the country. The number one ballet that people go to start off their ballet experience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, always a great annual tradition, and you've got it this Sunday, the 16th, and then Friday, the 21st to the 23rd at DeVos Performance Hall. What can folks expect from this year's performance?
Well, you know, anytime you come see the Nutcracker at DeVos Hall, it is an experience. It's the big house in town, and because of its size, we'll have 80 different cast members performing throughout the performance, full sets, costumes, and then we're accompanied live by the Grand Rapids Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch TV during the holidays, you know all the music. Every commercial for the holidays has a little bit of the Nutcracker music in it. So you know all the music, and when it comes to life with a full symphony, it's just amazing. And then when you put it on stage with the timeless story of Clara and the Nutcracker Prince going to the Land of Sweets with the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Snow Queen, you really come up with just a spectacular visual event. And, you know, if you have a family and kids and you're looking for a Christmas tradition, yeah, you can go to the movies and see a holiday movie, but treat yourself and come see a live performance experience at DeVos Hall with the full symphony and Michigan's only professional ballet company.
Now, where can folks go if they want to get tickets ahead of time?
Well, it's simple. Go to grballet.com or come to the ballet box office at our theater. But grballet.com has all the information on how you can get to Ticketmaster, how you can get to our box office, what shows are available, all the information you would need, grballet.com.
Now, looking ahead to 2013, what are some of the performances folks will be able to enjoy at your 341 Ellsworth location?
Well, we do. A lot of people don't realize that at the corner of Wealthy and 131, we have a 40,000-square-foot campus with our own theater that has the same size stage as DeVos Hall. And in February, right around Valentine's Day, we have a great Valentine's Day program. The program in February and the program in March are called rep programs. That means they have three short ballets on each one. And the one in February has Amazed and Burning Dreams, The Sofa, and Who Cares? All more contemporary, all to contemporary music, all performed in an intimate setting. And the ticket prices are a little bit cheaper when you come to our theater here. So it's a great chance for a date night around Valentine's Day. And then we have another program again in March, again, mixed rep as well. But it's a nice chance for people to try out ballet.
Now, I understand some of the GR ballet performers are not just performing here in GR, that they've had opportunities to perform in other locations as well around the world. Can you tell me a bit about that and where they've been?
Well, I think that, you know, when people say they're the Grand Rapids Ballet, I think they sometimes think it's a little community dance company or civic dance company. But it's not. Our dancers come from around the world. On our roster this year, we have dancers from Australia and South America and the Dominican Republic and Hungary. And they come from all around the country, from California, Seattle, North Carolina. They come from everywhere. And so they come from everywhere. They are dancing at the highest level of their industry. And then we get invited to go perform. So in this past year, we've performed in Varna, Bulgaria, in Austria, in France, in Japan. We've been in dancing in galas in Miami and Seattle. We just got picked up by a major festival in St. Louis. So I think when people think Grand Rapids Ballet, they think like a community theater, but this is a little bit different. These dancers are as good as any dancer you're going to see in New York City or Boston or Philadelphia or any major dance company, but they just happen to live and work here in Grand Rapids. And then we tour with them throughout the state of Michigan and the world.
Now, do you guys hold regular auditions? And if so, what's the process for a dancer who wants to get involved?
Well, we do hold regular auditions. They are typically, we call it audition season, typically runs from January till about late February, early March. And what you do is you submit in writing your resume and headshot and dance experience to the company. And all that information is available at grballet.com.
Mm-hmm.
You send your stuff in, and then you come in and you take class with the company, with artistic director Patricia Barker. And, you know, for the 13-14 season, she puts together her lineup of dancers.
Excellent. This is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been chatting with Glenn DelVecchio. He's the executive director for the Grand Rapids Ballet. They have the Nutcracker coming up this Sunday, the 16th, at DeVos Performance Hall, and then again on the 21st to the 23rd. Thank you so much for joining me, Glenn.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.